Welcome back to another episode of the Oscar Show. There's no Caesar today.
Oscar and Danielle Show.
The Oscar and Danielle Show. My name's Oscar.
I'm Danielle.
And Caesar doesn't want a podcast anymore.
Did he say that?
I'm convinced that Caesar doesn't want a podcast anymore.
Oh.
Nah, he went to the zoo today. He went to the zoo. He knew we record on Wednesday now. He actually changed the schedules.
So he can record
on Wednesday, and every Wednesday he's been booked.
It's kind of hot out to go to the zoo.
It's humid.
And it's like 90-something degrees.
Like, what's so exciting about the zoo that you need to go in 90-degree weather?
Maybe he enjoys the animals. Maybe he wants to see the flamingos. And the bears.
Caesar's a big animal guy. I don't know if you saw on Facebook the other day, but he saved a turtle.
Remember when you thought you ran over a turtle?
It was dark, right? We were by the Phillips Park lagoon, and I thought I ran over a turtle.
And you were like screaming, and then you made us drive around the block to make sure there wasn't a dead turtle in the road. There was no turtle. It was a bag
full of things that made cracking sound.
A black plastic bag.
I thought I killed a turtle. But sorry for the missing last week. I know we promised you guys we'll be more active, but blame Caesar. Actually, I was going to give him praise. Some praise this episode. He told me this past Saturday that he is voted as their union president.
For the library?
For the library.
Oh.
I was like, does it...
That's nice.
I asked him if that pays more. He told me no. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing then?
Negotiating their pay?
I don't know what it is. I think it's like a...
Isn't that what union...
I think it's a fake union.
No, I think the librarians are part of a union.
Maybe he's like the president of their chapter.
Because they technically like work for the city, right?
No, I think they like kind of like privatize themselves.
So they should be a part of a union.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe he like is in on the negotiations...
I don't know. If Caesar recorded today, he could have explained it to us more. But for now, I'm going to push the narrative that he's a fake president. And that vote was illegitimate. He's not my president.
Should we storm the library?
We're going to storm the library. Everyone meet at the Aurora Downtown Library in the 7th. We will picket and we would...
No, we're not going to pick. We're going to storm it. We gotta climb the walls.
And just be inside.
Yeah. And be in places we're not supposed to be.
And yell and talk loud.
Yeah. And like say we're not gonna hurt people, but carry around zip ties and stuff. And be in tactical gear. Like January 6th.
Okay, I was like, it's
Oscar, come on.
That was how long ago? That was 2 years ago?
I don't wanna talk about it.
2 years ago?
That was a sad time.
People are still getting arrested for it.
You shouldn't film your crimes against federal things. It's not even like you like jaywalked. You like broke into the Capitol of the United States.
I remember
going to get you.
We still lived in North Aurora. I don't think Caesar was my co-host back then. And we recorded an episode maybe that same week.
Yeah.
And the video came out of that lady getting shot through the window. And it was like kind of like traumatizing, but also like
don't storm the Capitol.
Pretty funny that the lady got shot. What's she doing? Another being a crackhead. But a lot has happened since the last time we recorded.
Well, the 4th of July.
Even before that. Chicago was engulfed in smoke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap. Jesus.
Yeah.
I've been going through it. Stupid Canada.
So Canada. So a little background. So I've been beefing with the Canadians over mushrooms. I don't know if I talked about it too much, but I'm the mushroom buyer for the company, and so any mushrooms you see out there in your grocery stores, there's like a 90% chance that's my mushroom. Anyways, I've been beefing with the Canadian growers, right? Mm-hmm. And that same day, they sent the smoke. They sent the smoke.
From all 11 provinces.
From all 11 provinces. Straight to Chicago. I have a very nice view of the Willis Tower.
You couldn't see it?
Couldn't see it.
It was that bad?
It was that bad.
I mean, I knew it was bad because, like, I had a headache, like, day two, and I couldn't get rid of it. Mm-hmm. And I was at work. I felt like old school Danielle, like, when she used to be, like, hungover and crap, like, sitting there squinting her eyes and shit, looking at work. I was, like, squinting my eyes. I, like, turned down the brightness all the way down on the computer. I told you, and this is after I took medicine in the morning because I woke up with a headache.
What's the worst hangover you ever had?
Our honeymoon.
Really?
Yeah.
That was the worst hangover, like, even including college?
Yeah, I didn't really get hungover in college.
Really?
I think it's because I would always eat. Like I start drinking, I get hungry.
Yeah.
So, like, I think because I would always eat after a day of drinking, it could be, like, 2 a.m., but, like, I would go to bed with, like, things in my stomach that would soak up the alcohol. So I didn't really do hangovers. I didn't really throw up. I didn't really, have hangovers.
Yeah.
Yeah, my worst hangover was literally, but that's why I didn't know what to do.
I've had so many hangovers throughout my college career. One of my worst hangovers I ever had was that's when I discovered, like, Cider Boys, which was like
because it tastes like juice.
Juice and it's all sugar.
Uh huh.
I definitely killed like 12 of them out of a 24 pack and threw up everything. And I woke up with the worst headache.
I also think it's because I didn't drink sugary drinks in college.
No, sugary drinks are my shit. Like, especially the jungle juice we used to make.
Yeah, but, like, that was, like, kind of the only time I, like, drank sugary things. Like, I was, like, the queen of the $1 tequila shots. I'd have, like, 6 of those and be totally fine for the rest of the night. I wasn't, like, really a big mixed drink. Like, and I was, like, more money conscious back then, so I was, like, I mean, I can get a $1 tequila shot or I can get, like, a $5, you know, drink, and I'm not going to be able to drink as much.
So you went for 2 shots?
I would get a shot, and I would get a fishbowl, and I would chase the shot with the fishbowl.
Some wild times. Good old NIU memories.
I could never do that now. I think I would, like, pass out.
You wanted to share. So can you? I didn't know anything about this YouTube star, up until they started making headlines that she made an apology video. So I legit.
It's not an apology video. It's 10 minutes of her singing.
So can you explain who the lady is? I do not know.
So Colleen Ballinger, I never thought it was that funny, so I just didn't. I wasn't into it. But Colleen Ballinger had a, like, character on YouTube called Miranda Sings. Miranda Sings, like, it's basically, like, it's this, like, overly confident girl who's, like, really, like, thinks she's really good at everything, but she's actually really bad at everything, and it's, like, comedy. It's, like, kind of along the lines of, like, what Liza Koshy used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, it's along the lines of what Liza Koshy used to do. So, she got really, really big. I think she had, like, she's 10 million followers on YouTube or something like that, and she was, like, going on, like, sold-out, like, tours.
Really?
Around the country. And in 2020 or 2021, you know that, like, mass, like, cancellation of, like, everyone's, like, old favorite YouTubers?
Yeah.
Like, what's happening? She was, like, kind of in there because this kid came out and basically said that she, like, had an inappropriate relationship with him. Like, not, like, sexually, but, like, socially. Like, it was, like, a weird dichotomy because, like, she was, like, his idol.
Mm-hmm.
And he, like, did all this work for her for free. She sent him lingerie, which was weird. And so he came out and said all these things because she was, like, very manipulative. And was like, hey, like, she's not a good person. And that basically, she apologized. She apologized better than everybody else that was apologizing around that time. So people, like, believed her.
Yeah.
And not him, and, like, kind of came after him. So he, like, came out again, like, a couple weeks ago, and was like, hey, she's still a bad person. And this time around, other people started to come out, because last time it was just kind of like this one kid.
Yeah.
And this time around, other people started to come out and was like, yeah, she, like, said the same things to me. She was, like, in chat rooms with, like, minors, asking them about their periods, asking them what their favorite sex position is.
I know she was, like, something came out that she was, like, in a group chat with, like, underage kids.
Yeah,
and then she would send screenshots of OnlyFans models.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, not sending her personal nudes, but sending naked pictures of other people in this chat of underage kids. So she, so that was all coming out, and then she released a 10 minute singing video.
Yeah. So all this is coming out. Everyone's like, this is like, it's coming out on TikTok, so you know it's like really coming out full actual time, and more people are sharing their stories. And like this one story I watched, this one girl, she, like, would bring fans on stage, and she, like, there was this one bit she was doing about, like, she would, like, put people in different yoga poses, but this girl, like, had a short dress on, and this girl is on her back with her legs in the air and calling Ballinger's, like, in front of her, like, spreading her legs apart for, like, all of the tour to see. And there's video of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the girl was just talking about, like, you know, like, as soon as you saw me stand up and saw the outfit I had on, you should have, like, made the executive's decision of, like, maybe I shouldn't use this underage girl. So then the girl was talking about how uncomfortable she felt after, because she basically had, like, her whole little body exposed on stage for everybody to see. And there's adults at this show, because Colleen Ballinger is not a child. I think she's, like, only a couple of years older than us.
I saw she's 36.
She's not a child. She wasn't a child when she was doing this. She, you know, was exposed in front of adults and her little parts, and how people were, like, looking at her a different way after that happened on stage. So then all this stuff is coming out. And then, I think it was last week, this lady decides to go on YouTube and, instead of apologizing, sing a song for 10 minutes on a ukulele.
Yeah, like, kind of explaining what...
No, basically, we're like, you're all lying. This is a lie. You're attacking me. Blah, blah, blah. Like, singing. Like, almost, like, making fun of it.
They're saying it's the worst apology video of all time.
It's not even an apology, because she doesn't apologize.
Yeah.
It's the worst... Like, as a professional, like, why does she have access to her... YouTube. She literally says in the video, it was highly suggested that I don't do this and that I don't speak out. So you decide to do it anyway? And now today, on July 5th, there's a video of her doing blackface, pretending she's Beyonce and doing Single Ladies. So I've never seen someone get canceled twice like that before. There's no way she's recovering from that. Not after the ukulele video.
No.
Because the ukulele video was kind of like the cherry on top of her, like, ending her career. And now there's a video of her doing blackface.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think a lot of times these influencers or YouTube stars, like, they're very ground to earth up until a certain point. Like, I would like to see some sort of...
The blackface video is from 2018.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, I think a lot of them lose connection to, like, real world shit and think they're, like, above a lot of things. And doing blackface in 2018 is wild, just because blackface, like, I mean, it's always been bad, but, like, I think... Like,
everyone was more aware.
I would say that it was. I would say 2010s and above.
Yeah.
Like, you would call people out for blackface.
Like, if she's 36 now, how old were you in 2018?
I mean, she's 11 years older than us, so she would probably have been 32.
You're telling me at 32 you don't know that blackface is bad?
I'm just saying.
I think in her case, like, I think what you're saying is right. Like, I think to a point, like some of them lose touch with the reality.
Yeah.
I think in her case, she's just a bad person. Because, like, it sounds like she's been doing this shit for years.
Yeah.
And the only difference is that she's doing it with fucking minors. So, like, their parasocial relationship with her was, like, super thrown off. Because they were minors. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that's their idol, but they want to be friends with her. Like, these people are saying, like, at 15 and 16 years old, I thought that she was my friend. And if you're, like, you think that this giant YouTuber is your friend, you'll do anything that they say, you know?
Do you think, I mean, I feel like every month someone is getting canceled. It wasn't as big as it was in 2020, but I do think, like you said, I think that this lady, like, people were making fun of her the way she came out with that 10-minute video, like you said, like, their publicist definitely said, hey.
No, it's not even that people were making fun of her. I think, like, I didn't even watch it because I was like, I'm not going to give her the view. Mm-hmm. But, like, from what I saw, people were just like, wait, like, are you for real? Like, you really, like, shot this and there's no breaks in it. So she did it in one go. Mm. Like, you could tell when people cut their YouTube videos. She did it in one go.
So she was rehearsing it.
She rehearsed it. Sat down, did it in one go, probably looked at it again and was like, yep, let me upload this to my YouTube channel. And so, like, I think, like, it's not even people were making fun of her. They were just, like, laughing because it was just, like, so ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, it's so ridiculous that she literally, in her brain, was like, yeah, this is going to get me off. Like, everyone's going to be back on my side now. I mean, I personally don't care. I mean, I care about the blackface, but, like, and the grooming of children. Ugh. But, like, I was never a Colleen Ballinger fan, so, like, I don't really give a F. If for me, if you're getting one more person off of the internet that is creeping on children and doing inappropriate shit, get her out. Get her out of here.
Talking about creepy things.
Creepy.
Did you see that? Did you ever saw those Grimace shake videos?
What is a Grimace?
So Grimace is that, like,
no, I know, but what
purple
is
monster
what,
from
is he a monster?
Like, what is he supposed to think be? I don't think he's supposed to be a chicken nugget because he's purple.
So, like, what is Grimace?
He's
like, he's not like the Hamburglar.
No, let me look it up. What is Grimace?
Like, what is Grimace? Like, is he like McDonald's version of Cookie Monster?
Maybe.
Because he kind of looks like a Cookie Monster, but, like, round. And, like, what was the shake supposed to taste like?
I think it was just a vanilla shake with purple dye.
I bet they charge people more money for...
Well, I think you were only able to get it,
if you got that meal.
If you got the Grimace meal.
The Grimace
meal.
Birthday meal.
So, this is from the McDonald's Wikipedia page.
Okay.
Grimace is a character featured in McDonaldland commercials, now known as the Ronald McDonald Best Friend. He was introduced as a villainous character called Evil Grimace, who stole people's shakes.
Oh.
But he quickly morphed into someone known for sharing the joy of shakes with his friend. Towards the end, he is occasionally portrayed as having birthday parties involving several McDonaldland characters, including those attending Grimace's birthday in 2023. So, yeah, I mean, he's not really a thing. He's just more like their mascot for their shakes. Which,
okay.
By the way, it's always the shake machine's always broken. But, yeah, the trend was happening where, like, all these kids were, you know, shouting out Grimace during his birthday. You know, like, oh, hey, you know, I'm drinking your shake, blah, blah, blah. Happy birthday, Grimace. And then, like, it'll cut to them, like, convulging and like them, like, their shake is all over the face, and like some, like, kind of show them, like, already dead. And there was one really weird one where, like,
that was on TikTok.
Yeah, it was wild shit.
I missed that part. of TikTok.
Yeah, I don't know how I got to that part of TikTok, but every time I get to that part, it's always like at night, and I get a little scared. I'm 27 years old. I'd be like, what the fuck?
You're scared of Grimace.
Yeah, and then
coming to take a shake you don't have.
A&W, their official Twitter page said like, hey, we don't, you know, we don't serve that creepy Grimace shake. We got root beer floats that don't do crazy shit. So, it's just weird. I mean, it wasn't like,
why did they decide to do that?
I mean, McDonald's obviously didn't start that trend, but it was definitely just some viral shit that kids were putting up in. Oh,
they have nothing else to do?
Nah.
Weird. I didn't even know Grimace was I learned something new today.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, I didn't see that on TikTok. I'm glad I did that. I would have scrolled right past. So you know if you watch like too many videos and even if you don't like them, they'll just start like popping up on your... Yeah, I'm good.
Someone's saying I don't know if you believe in or ever looked into how the world's a matrix and like there's glitches in the matrix. You ever heard of that?
No.
You know, for example, of a glitch of a matrix, like you walk into a room and you see Nugget, and you walk into another room and Nugget's there again, that's a glitch.
I mean, she does be zooming.
She does. But they're saying that this year is like a time reset where we're kind of resetting back to like 2016, where like... the trends are almost very identical and the cancellation of people is also very identical. And one of the... But
Colleen Ballinger wasn't canceled in 2016.
Yeah, but other people weren't canceled in 2016. Ooh. I don't know. Fuck.
Was Shane Dawson canceled in 2016?
That's about around the same time.
Jeffree Star wasn't canceled in 2016. He was thriving in 2016. Shane Dawson was canceled because he's a horrible person.
But regardless, one of the resets was that these weird trends. I think there was a weird trend back then, very similar to the Grimace one.
Yeah.
It was like a Harlem Shake, and like this was a Harlem Shake, like they were shaking.
Oh.
And the other one was like in 2016 was the trend of like weird clowns kind of showing up, because of the It movie.
Yeah.
I guess.
Dude, clowns again.
No, but in October, Five Nights at Freddy's coming out, which is like a video based on a cult following video game about this guy that gets like a security job at night in a haunted Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, in the video games, you don't really know if you're white or not.
Is the actor white?
The actor is white. Did you want to go watch what was that? Was that horror?
Is Black that movie? Are you done? That's just.
Yeah, no, I'm just okay. going on a...
Okay. I don't know if you finished your thought.
No, I just... kind of keeps rolling until Caesar says something else and I just jump on that.
Well, I didn't know that there's we're going back to 2016 trends. I hope not. The clothes are kind of ugly in 2016.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we'll go back to, 2016 music, though. Mm-hmm. There's some good music in 2016. Did I want to go see what?
I mean, I think the movie is already out, and it's not in theaters anymore.
What movie?
It was like that movie about black people and like kind of like a...
Oh, it was... I think it was like a limited release. Yeah. So we can probably watch it on Peacock.
It was released on Juneteenth.
Yeah. It's July 5th now, so yeah.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's almost on Barbie movie time.
I'm excited.
And Oppenheimer.
I'm excited.
We're going to go see Oppenheimer first, though.
Yes, because you don't want to be scared and sad.
No, I just don't want to be sad. I don't even think I'll be scared during Oppenheimer. I just think I'll be sad. It's a movie about the atomic bomb. There's no way that's happy. I'm not going to go see Barbie, be so happy to see Barbie, and then go sit there and watch it. What is it, 3 hours?
Yeah.
About an atomic bomb? I'm going to start with the 3-hour depressing killing movie, and I'm going to end... with a happy Barbie movie.
Remember when we went to go see Dunkirk? As that movie of World War II, and they were like,
did we see that in theaters?
We did, because you were mad that it was like
Harry Styles didn't even talk.
it was like two.
I was so mad because I was like, he has no lines.
I was like two and a half hours. It was like 2.5 hours of just like
Nobody really talked.
There's a lot of nothing.
A lot of running.
A lot of
blowing up of shit.
Yeah.
Do you think it'll be the same?
No, I mean...
Did Christopher Nolan direct Dunkirk too?
Yeah. So, like, the last... I mean, Dunkirk was, like, his two movies ago. His most recent movie was Tenet. That's the one that bombed.
I hated that movie.
I appreciate more. I still don't get it.
I hated that movie.
But I do appreciate it.
I've never been so confused in my whole life.
You're going backwards in time.
I understood that.
Yeah.
But the story still didn't make any sense. Yeah. And that was the movie that was supposed to bring us all back to the theaters. Remember that?
It was one of the first movies that came out during the pandemic.
And they were like, this is the movie that's going to bring us all back. And I remember we watched it at home. And I was like, no.
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't watch it.
I would have been so pissed if we paid money and I had to sit in a movie theater with a fucking mask on to be confused.
I mean, that's the reason why that movie bombed, was because people didn't want to still go to the movie theaters, and they released it on HBO Max.
And it was confusing. At the same time. No, it was confusing. It bombed because it was confusing.
No, I think it bombed because nobody went to the movie theaters.
It's also confusing.
Yeah, you know.
What other movie did he do other than Batman?
He did Interstellar.
That wasn't really good either.
Inception.
I love that movie. But, like, I don't understand how you make a... Like, Inception's about time, too.
All right, I'm gonna
need... But that wasn't confusing. That was really good. I have that movie on DVD. All
right. I'm gonna name you movies, and you tell me...
If I saw it or not?
Yes.
I mean, probably I'm a good movie girl.
Memento.
No.
All right. Insomnia.
No.
Batman Begins.
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
It's okay.
It was a little dark. Like, literally dark. Literally couldn't see things.
The
dark.
Prestige.
No.
You probably have seen it. It's about Hugh Jackman and... what's his face?
No, I've only seen Hugh Jackman and the Wolverine
Christian Bale.
I've only seen Hugh Jackman and the Wolverine and The Greatest Showman.
The Dark Knight.
Yes, everyone's seen The Dark Knight.
Inception.
For me, Inception is, like, in my top 10.
The Dark Knight Rises.
Everyone saw that one, too.
And Interstellar.
I hated that movie.
Why do you hate that movie?
Wasn't that the one where they were floating around everywhere in the
space? We went to the Black Hole, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
We already talked about Dunkirk, and obviously, you know, we all know how you feel about Tenet. So, I think you're not going to like Oppenheimer.
You don't think so? No.
I feel like
I was watching this TikTok about, this is like literally every time I'm like, I was watching this TikTok because I was, but I was watching this TikTok about a little bit about the plot, and it's more involved than I thought it was. I think it'll be interesting because what's her name is in it? Amber Heard.
Is she?
She like kind of plays dude's wife? Love interest.
Nugget! I'm sorry, she's our cat's being a crackhead.
Oh my God.
This is a question for everyone. Do you let your cat or dog... Not dog, because dogs don't really do this. Do you let... For all my cat followers, do you let your cat on top of the table?
It's dirty.
And it's not people of color behavior. Why people let their cats on top of their tables?
That's dirty. They step their fucking paws in their litter box. How nasty. And then you let them walk all over the place where you eat your food?
I mean, but you also let our cat on top of our bed where we sleep.
Yeah, but I can wash that. That's true. I guess you could wipe down a table too.
Yeah, but I mean, I get it.
But I know people that don't let their cats sleep on their bed either.
That's disheartening.
I know, that makes me kind of sad.
Nugget.
She's a snuggle bug.
I move around Nugget when we're sleeping.
I know. She won't move. But yes, I think Oppenheimer will be interesting because Amber Heard's in it. And this will be her first time that people are seeing her in a movie.
Yeah, because I don't think...
Johnny Depp.
I don't think Aquaman 2 has come out yet.
No, and from what I've heard, they've like cut as much as...
Oh, yeah.
Well, after The Flash, I bet they're going to try and make that
better. The Flash bombed. The Flash bombed.
Well, that's Ezra Miller's fault.
Actually, no. It wasn't. It was just the movie was bad. The movie got like was delayed so many times and the script was changed so many times. It's just bad. I'll probably still watch it when it comes on HBO Max just to watch it, but I'm glad.
But I think part of it is also Ezra Miller's fault.
Oh, yeah. I mean, bad publicity. They couldn't really promote it as much as they could have. But
well, he was exposing himself indecently and kidnapping children. So, yeah.
And breaking into people's homes in Hawaii. He was a menace in Hawaii.
Poor people in Hawaii. Well, like, yeah, they couldn't do any promotion. Like, they literally didn't allow him to speak on the red carpet.
Yeah.
He just stood there and took pictures.
Just kind of shush him around.
Because they all know what we're going to ask. We want to know. Are you okay? Yes, I did. I heard it was bad, and I heard the best part of The Flash was Michael Keaton.
As Batman. Yes. And the Supergirl.
Yeah, I heard. And which is bad, because that's not even their movie.
Yeah. And then there was another movie that just like has an ending that is not going to lead anywhere because James Gunn is taking over DC and just rewriting everything. So, however, The Flash ends, it's not really. It's kind of like the Black Adam movie. It's just not.
But apparently, it's going to be worse than. It's doing worse than Black Adam.
It's bombing.
I think it's interesting that like they did all that cleaning house of like Gal Gadot and what's his name?
Ben Affleck.
Henry Cavill. Yeah.
But they kept Jason Momoa.
Yeah. I'm just finding it interesting that they were like, we're going to get all these for these people. And then they were kind of baking on like Black Adam and The Flash to like revive DC. Because someone was like, is it because we're all like burnt out from superheroes because of Marvel? Which I don't think it's true because everyone really liked this new Spider-Man movie.
But that's different. The Spider-Man movie.
But also everyone also really liked Guardians of the Galaxy too.
Yeah, but before that, no one really fucked with the Ant-Man movie.
Because I heard it wasn't that good.
No one really fucked with.
The best part of it was Jonathan Majors, but apparently he'd be beating on people, so.
Well, that's not true. Apparently they're pressing charges on.
Yeah, but then a Rolling Stone article came out. It's a whole thing.
So, I don't know what to believe.
I'm not going to talk about it. You know? I just can't. I just don't like that Rolling Stone is, like, villainizing a black man.
Do you think he's dating Megan Goode as a PR stunt?
I think they're dating each other as a PR stunt. Because she just got divorced from her...
Her priest.
Her priest, yeah. So...
What else are we going to talk about? Cicero flooded. Everything was flooded on this past weekend.
Except for over here.
We got a little flood. I mean, not
flooded. Not like that, no. Not even we got a puddle. Water Cicero got a lake. It was Lake Cicero.
So, I was driving back. I usually take Cermak or Roosevelt, and... There's a lot of under bridges, and I couldn't go through
them. Like viaducts?
Is that what it's called, viaducts?
Yeah.
I know that. I just call them under bridges.
I bet you don't have those in Aurora.
There's plenty of... There's a whole train that splits in...
There's like one viaduct.
There's like...
You all barely have sidewalks.
Okay. You work in Aurora. Shut up. You claim Aurora, damn it.
I don't claim Aurora.
You work there.
How do I claim Aurora?
You work there.
You can't claim a place you've never... You barely even lived in the... You don't even live in the city, so try it.
I don't live in the city. I don't claim... I claim Forest Park.
You claim...
FP. No, but it flooded. It flooded really bad. Cicero really got fucked. One of my coworkers, like, said he had about a foot of rain in his basement.
Like Cicero,
yeah. I think Cicero got, like, a record, like, 7 inches of rain.
That's a lot of rain.
It's a lot of rain, especially if we've been dry for the last, like, we'll talk about rain. Another flash warning.
It's a lot of rain because it happened in a short amount of time.
And it kind of fucked over NASCAR.
Oh, well.
Which...
Fuck NASCAR.
That was kind of, like, also a flop because the fans that follow NASCAR don't want to go to Chicago.
Yeah,
because
they think it's a war zone.
And then people in Chicago are like, what the fuck are we watching...
I'm not a hillbilly.
Yeah, we're not. It's like... But I heard, like, the actual race was cool because it was, like the first time NASCAR doesn't do just a circle. It was, like, they actually had a turn.
Yeah.
So...
No, I heard it was cool. It just kind of got fucked by the weather. And everyone was kind of mad because they moved the Taste of Chicago.
Which I'd much rather have the Taste of Chicago.
Because it's always during 4th of July weekend.
Yeah.
But now I think it's during Labor Day weekend.
I think so, which is I think, is a pretty good kind of kickoff to, like,
the end of the summer.
End of summer, so.
Maybe they'll keep it there.
Catch us at the taste.
I don't know.
I'm a taste guy.
I don't know.
I'm a taste guy.
Because you're not from around
here. That's fine. I don't give a fuck. I go for the Gators.
We can get some Gator. You don't have to go to the hot-ass Taste of Chicago. I'm going to the
hot-ass Taste of Chicago. And that's where I saw a chance for the first time. And Dying Trumpet.
I was there too, believe it or not.
Were you? Yeah. We're Dustin. Look at that. I remember one Taste of Chicago. I met up Luis with his mom. Because there was this band that we liked called Café Tacuba. It's a Spanish rock band.
Is that the summer we started talking?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Yikes.
And I remember his mom was like, why does it smell so bad? And everyone was smoking pot there. shout out to Luis. Shout out to his mom.
I mean, there's nothing that I eat at the Taste of Chicago that I can't get on a daily
basis. No. And
I think that's why it's lost the allure for me. Because I'm like, I could just go get this.
Like, back then, I like going. Like, I used to get, like,
also, you know, deep dish, right? Also, it was a lot bigger when we were, like, kids, I feel like.
Well, your whole aspect of it was everything was bigger. Now it's
no way. It's like actually smaller. It's
less restaurants went.
Yeah.
Well, I think like food truck festivals have just gone bigger too.
Yeah.
And a lot of restaurants have gone under because of
COVID.
The COVID. So you're seeing.
But maybe this year because it's later.
Maybe.
It'll be like back to its former glory.
For my birthday was like what, 2 weeks ago.
No, like 3 weeks ago.
No. My birthday was not 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago.
It was 10 days ago.
10 days?
Yes.
My God.
You don't know how to count.
No, you don't know how
to count. Anyways, you took me to the Fulton Market and went to the Timeout Market.
Timeout Market, yes.
Yes, and that was fun.
It's so nice.
It's
like a glorified
food court. It's a food court.
It's like a fancy food court because you can get like pho and
you can get pho, you can get
Nigerian food, and
you can get Korean beef, you can get smash burgers.
The pasta place wasn't open, but you could get like, or not the pasta place, it was like a pizza place or something. But the other side, like, it wasn't open, but you could get like a fresh sub, and you can get sushi.
Yeah, we didn't go upstairs, but there's like a kind of like a two rooftop. Bars, like, and there's a rooftop on the third bar.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a rooftop movie.
Yeah.
Where I kind of burned myself with my chain.
I just can't believe I didn't say anything. I thought in my head, I was like, you should probably take that off.
So for context, we went to this rooftop and it was like 11 a.m. And I had my chain on, and I was just we were watching The Lion King, and I was just baking in the sun, and my chain was on my chest, and it kind of like
your shirt too.
Yeah, like you, so I have this uneven V line tan, and in the tan line there's another line where my chain was. It kind of like burned my skin a little bit. It was itchy because I left my chain burning me. But I want to go back. I would like to, like, it's a cool concept. They give you headphones. So you can just kind of listen to the movie, and like outside noise doesn't really bother you. So like
it wasn't really noisy over there though.
Well, it was the morning, so I don't think it was vibing too much. Like maybe like in the afternoon showings, like it gets a little bit busy.
Yeah, maybe.
So, what other things has happened? The fourth just happened. We just passed the fourth.
Celebrate the 4th of July.
No, black people apparently celebrate just barbecues and fireworks.
Yeah, we weren't free during the 4th of July. What is their happy Freedom Day to who? Not our ancestors.
The whites. Hey! Oh
my God.
Nugget thinks she's white.
I don't know why she's confused. Every time. Yeah, so that was that. We went to Topgolf.
We did go to Topgolf with our friends.
That was nice.
Yes.
And then Saturday we went to Tim and Steph's.
Yes.
And then we went to your dad's.
Yes.
And then that was it. Pretty chill.
It's been an adventurous couple weeks.
We missed the fireworks in our town.
Yeah.
But I couldn't find it. I don't know. It was sneaky fireworks.
So Danielle looked up like online, like on what was it on ABC?
I looked on ABC7. I looked at the Village website. I looked on the Village Facebook. Yeah, so nobody had. I looked on like the neighborhood pages. No one was like, oh yeah, this is
like a community, like the Park District or something like that.
I looked there too.
I don't know.
The Park District is a part of the Village. The Park District doesn't make that decision by itself.
I don't know. Well, we had unexpected fireworks. We thought it was hoodlums.
I mean, we could see it from our house.
Yeah. So that happened yesterday. That happened yesterday.
That was yesterday.
And we started watching The Witcher. So
we're about to be on season 2. Yeah, so we'll let you know if we like it. Because I feel like historically, season 1s are like really, really good on Netflix. And then season 2s are like okay. And then like season 3s are like when they get it back together again. Yeah. So
I heard season 3 was great. So
it's only 5 episodes though. So it's kind of sad.
Do you have anything else to add before I call it quits?
No.
It's almost 40. It's a 40 minute episode.
Oh.
You got something? Yeah.
Look at me.
A little quickie. Shout out to everyone for listening. Thank you guys for listening. Shout out to Caesar for becoming a union president and saving turtles. Maybe Caesar runs for mayor of Aurora in 20.
Okay. Y'all need a new one.
2032. Not me. I live in Forest Park. I have not voted for Aurora mayor in 5 years. Well, so
y'all should get a new one.
Shout out to y'all. Thank you guys for listening. Hope you guys have a good week. Don't flood, and see you guys next week.